The subpar corn harvest of 2012 is coming in early after the worst growing conditions in more than two decades.
We've been really dry all summer. I talked to an older gentleman some time ago that said that he had taken 47 crops off of his farm, and this was about the worst that he'd ever seen it.
Bill Simmons is combining multiple corn varieties on the Klan farm outside Atlantic. One field stands out, Pioneer's new drought-resistant brand Aquamax.
Well, it's doing really well for us. I mean, all things considered, what I've been in so far, we're running about 50 bushel better in the Aquamax corn.
Pioneer's main competition, Monsanto and Syngenta, are out with their own anti-drought varieties. Syngenta's artesian corn is being tested now in Iowa's dehydrated landscape. The early signs are promising there, too, but experts say it's too early to celebrate. Chad Hart is a grain marketing specialist at Iowa State University.
I would say we do need to look at this fairly cautiously as looking at the impact here. Sometimes what we find is that we try out something, it works in the lab, but when we go out into the field, conditions are not the same. Things look good so far, but the proof is in the yield at the end of the year.
2 million acres of Aquamax were planted across the Corn Belt this year, starting here at Pioneer's test farm in Johnston. The product rollout represents years of lab work and a big share of the billion-dollar ag research budget for parent company DuPont. Greg Luce is a Pioneer agronomist.
We now can map the corn plant, and we can identify genes that have a positive influence on corn under drought, and we can speed up the process of developing targeted drought products. So in the past, we had to just grow things out and see how they did under stress. Well, it's a lot more focused effort than that, and genetic markers has been a big key to that.
There's a lot at stake in this new hybrid revolution, from global warming implications to feeding the world. ISU professor Chad Hart.
When you look back over the past 60 years here in Iowa looking at corn and soybeans, nearly half the time the reason we lose a crop is because of a drought or very dry conditions. So if we can breed the crop to be tolerant of those conditions, to still maintain that yield, it is a game changer then, if we can pull it off.
Pioneer started researching drought-resilient corn in the 1950s. Business director Todd Fraser expects its newest designer corn to be a key option as farmers buy seed for 2013.
Yes, we're getting very good feedback on Aquamax hybrids this year. Unfortunately, we put them to a pretty severe test or significant test with as severe as the drought was this year. The future of Aquamax is definitely expansion. We'll see a significant increase next year for 2013 planting in Aquamax hybrids, and we've just launched Aquamax in Europe as well.
Fraser cautions that these new drought-busting varieties still need water. They're not a cactus. Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey says this year's drought has been the best test possible for the newly engineered seed corn.
All farmers are interested in it. Obviously, after this year, we're really interested in it. But it still has to be in its right place. We don't expect a drought every year. We do probably expect some period of dry weather. And at the end of the day, it's going to be how does it yield compared to other crops.
As summer winds down on the most widespread drought in more than half a century, the verdict on drought-resistant technology is in the harvest. If yield predictions perform as advertised, the Agriculture Secretary says it could boost planting acreage by turning forgotten drought-prone land into productive cornfields. Near Atlantic, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.